The Mitzvah Rebbe, his birthday and Yahrzeit are on the exact same day, on Tes Kislev. We find that by Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was born and passed away on the exact same day, on Zayin Adar. And it's a very, very special thing by a tzaddik that Hashem made his years complete. So the Mitzvah Rebbe was born in the city of Lyozhna, for his tati, the Alter Rebbe, and his mommy, the Rebbe Sterna, on Tes Kislev in the year Tav Kuf Lamed Dalid. So, for 14 years after the Alter Rebbe got married, so him and his wife Sterna, they had girls, they didn't have any boys. And the Alter Rebbe, he wanted also to have boys. He went to the Mezrich Magid to ask a bracha, and the Mezrich Magid told him there's a pasuk, it's like a hint in it that if you want to have boys, it's through having achnasas urchim. That's the schus, how you get to have boys. Before the Mezrich Magid passed away, he called Alter Rebbe and said that 3 days before a person passes away, he could see, you know, like Hashem's presence in the whole world. And really, Hashem's everywhere and making everything exist. And the Mizrach Magid then told him different ways how to act the night before you make a bris. It's called a vachnacht. And what to do by Hashem Zachar. Then the Mizrach Magid told Alter Rebbe, you're going to have a son, call him my name, give him a name after me, and the night before the bris, remember what I told you, and remind people, say over what I told you. And the Mizrach Magid passed away on Yutes Kislev. So less than a year later, Tes Kislev, the Alter Rebbe had his son, Dei Ber, again named by the bris, your name after the Mizrach Magid. And the night before the bris, he remembered and said over all the things the Mizrach Magid told him. As soon as the baby was born, the Alter Rebbe gave a piece of cloth to hold the baby with in. And by the bris milah, they were there, a lot of very special big tzaddikim there. When Dave Ber started getting a little older, so he has to learn Torah, he has to go to Malamed. So the Alter Rebbe picked one of the students of the Mizrach Magid to teach his son Torah. So the Alter Rebbe told him, come, let's switch mitzvahs. He told this year, it's going to be the Malamed. The Alter Rebbe said, you have a mitzvah to give parnasa, to bring money and food to your family, and I have a mitzvah to teach my son Torah. So come, let's switch the mitzvahs. I'll give you money, parnasa, for your house, and you'll teach my son Torah. And you should know that just like physical food makes strong the person's body and it connected to his neshama, so too the ruchniyasika food, which is Torah, makes a person strong, connected to Hashem. And the Alter Rebbe told him, the first thing you need to do when you teach is to make sure that in the student's heart there should be yiras Hashem, fearing of Hashem, love of Hashem, through telling them stories from Torah, special stories with special kedusha, until from the stories they realize and they have a strong emunah in Hashem, how Hashem is totally higher than anything you could possibly understand, how Hashem's in charge of the world. And the Alter Rebbe also told him, before you start teaching, you have to think that what you're doing is a very special thing, special melacha from Hashem. And you're dealing with neshamas. If you do properly, you can give them life, which is much greater than a physical life. And if chasid shalom, then it could be the opposite. If you do properly, teach properly, Hashem's going to reward you and your children, and a big schusim for your children's children forever. From when the Mitzvah Rebbe was a little boy, they could see he was very, very smart, he was brilliant. And he learned Torah very, very good. And he kept on learning and learning. And when he learned by Malamid, by a teacher, so the teacher was like upset that he always wants the teacher to teach him more and more, but the teacher has other students also, other children he has to teach. And the Mitzvah Rebbe, so he's always asking questions, wants to learn more and more. So this Malamid, he had two classes he taught. Children, one was a little younger. He taught them the Aleph Beis and how to say the words together, how to pronounce the words. And the other kid, a little older, he taught them what do the words in davening mean. And starting Chumash, when he would teach one group of children, so the other children, okay, you do Chazara, you repeat over what you learned. And then we'll go to the other group and teach them. Then the other one, he left, so now you guys repeat over the Aleph Beis by yourself, practice, and I'll come back to you. So the Mitzvah Rebbe, then, he wasn't the Rebbe yet, he was a little boy, Doim Be'er, he was in the younger group, and when the Rebbe finished teaching with them, told them to, okay, do Chazar, repeat over what you learned, and you go to the other group of children, Doim Be'er would jump to the other group and listen to what the Rebbe is teaching in the other class. So he'd be in both classes. So the Rebbe is upset and said, wait a minute, if you don't repeat over, you don't do Chazar, you're not going to know. You have to do Chazara. But then he tested Doim Be'er, and he saw that the Mitzvah Rebbe remembered every single thing, and from both classes. And he had amazing memory. Every single thing they learned once, boom, he remembered everything. When the Mitzvah Rebbe would come back home from Cheder, he would repeat over Baal Peh, everything he learned. And then he also got to learn over time a lot of Tanakh and a lot of Psukim. He would, when he was walking home, he would repeat over all the things he learned. Once, when he came back from Cheder, and he saw a bunch of chassidim sitting in the room outside the Alter Rebbe's room for yechidus, where people come in private for the Alter Rebbe. That room outside was called Gan Eden Atachten, the lower Gan Eden. The room the Rebbe is in is called like the higher Gan Eden HaElyon. And the room outside, the next to it, is called the lower Gan Eden. So he saw some special chassidim were all there sitting there. He saw Shmuel Munkis, Yisrael Kisses, Shlomo Rav Falls. And in the middle, they were sitting there waiting to go into Yechidus Alter Rebbe. It came in this big Rav, this big genius in Torah, the Goyin of Yosef Kolboy, who he used to be against chassidim and against the Alter Rebbe. He used to be misnagged. And then he became a chassid. He was also a very rich person. He gave a lot of money to tzedakah. And he joined the other chassidim who were sitting there. Now, the Mitzvah Rebbe wanted to go into his tati's room. But when he saw the chassidim there, especially he saw Shmuel Munkis, who he loved to hang out with and, you know, speak to. So he went to Shmuel Munkis. And he saw Shmuel Munkis turn to the Yosef Kolboy and said, "Why do you look so sad? What's the matter? You don't look happy. You have to serve Hashem with simcha. Be happy." So the Rabbi Yosef said, "You know, it's not such a good situation. Parnassah is weak. I don't know if someone's, you know, my money's not so good." When the Mitzvah Rebbe heard what they were saying, so he turned to Shmuel Munkis and said, "What do you have a question? You don't know why they're sad? There's a pasuk in Tehillim, which is a pasuk we also say in Hallel." And he did a hint in this pasuk. The pasuk says, "Atzabehem kesef is zahav, ma'asei yadei adam." It literally means that the goyim make getchkes, they make idols out of silver and gold, things that people make with their hands. But the Mitzvah Rebbe gave another deeper different explanation. Atzabehem, the word could also mean like their sadness. Why are they sad? Because of silver and gold. They're sad because of money. Masi ade adam, because they think it's them. They make the money. They think it's their smartness. I'm going to be smart, do this deal, and work this out. I'm going to make the money. And they forget that everything comes from Hashem. And being that they're silly and forget that, they go far away places, try to make some money somehow, and I think if I go far and do this trick, and I give them more money, and you know what happens? When they're so silly like that, and they forget the truth, when they become silly like that, so then the pasuk says further, "Pelahem v'lo yidabedu." which again, it literally means how the goyim make getchkes out of silver and gold, and the getchkes have mouths and don't talk. The getchke does nothing. So he taich, the Mitzvah Rebbe, and said, they have mouths, v'leilabedu, is they say over words of chassidus, words of Torah, but it doesn't affect them properly. When a person learns Torah, it's not just, okay, I'm learning, it says something nice, okay, fine, which it's a big mitzvah to learn Torah, but the Torah is supposed to affect you, you're supposed to act that way. Do what the Torah says. Especially when a person learns chassidus, it teaches them about Hashem, it's supposed to teach them how to love Hashem, how to have fear of Hashem, how to act in Avin Sino, how to act properly, but being that they're being silly, and they're thinking, I'm the smart one going to make money, and they're forgetting Hashem's in charge. So now, even when they're saying words of chassidus, it doesn't affect them properly. And then, a naim hem v'layiru, they have eyes that don't see, they don't see hashkacha pratis. They're being silly, thinking they're the smart one making the money, so they're doing a lot of things wrong, and they're getting even more and more silly, even more and more foolish. So the chassidim heard this little boy say this taich, this deep explanation in the pasuk, and it was like, wow, boom, right sharp to them. Yeah, they were upset because the money's not good, and yeah, it's because of your fault. You think you're the smart guy, and you're upset because of these things. So they said, it must be he got this from the Alter Rebbe. Where did he get such an interesting, beautiful taich? So one of the chassidim then went into the Alter Rebbe and said about what happened, what they spoke about, and the Alter Rebbe was, you know, happy to hear how Mitzvah Rebbe said the pasuk. And said, he didn't hear it from me, he said it by himself, but, you know, things that we have to work very hard to get to, like to reach and really understand the right way, by our children, you know, by the Mitzvah Rebbe, it's in his blood, he got it right away, he understands it right away. Like, the Alter Rebbe was very happy of the, you know, how he got the right idea. Another little story, it's a very important story, a lot to learn from it, is the Alter Rebbe, he used to always be the Baal Kodeh on Shabbos and read the Torah. So now, there is twice in a year in the Torah we read things in the Torah that are punishments. And Hashem says, if you don't listen to the mitzvahs, then it's going to come these punishments. So, in Parashas Kisavai, it has punishments. And one year, when it came time to read that Parsha, the Alter Rebbe was not in Liozhna, so someone else read the Torah instead of the Alter Rebbe. So the Mitzvah Rebbe was a boy before Bar Mitzvah, and when he heard the Kriyas HaTorah, the punishments in the Torah, it made him so hurt from hearing these bad things that he got sick, and it hurt him so deep in his heart that he got sick for a long time. Until Yom Kippur, which is a bunch of weeks later, the Alter Rebbe was wondering, maybe he can't fast at all. Yes, because he got so sick from hearing the punishments in the Torah. So people asked the Mitzvah Rebbe that, how come this year you got sick from hearing it? Every year you hear the Kriyas HaTorah. What happened this year different? So the Mitzvah Rebbe answered that every year I hear the Kriyas HaTorah from my father. When my father reads, when the Alter Rebbe reads, you don't hear any bad things. In the Torah, even when it says a punishment, so first of all, it's because Hashem loves us, Hashem loves us to do tshuva, but everything in the Torah really has deep meanings. There are really many deep good things behind it, and everything there's deep secrets. The Alter Rebbe has my modern explaining how it looks like a bad thing, but really it's hinting to very deep, deep brachas that have to come in a hidden way. So when the Alter Rebbe reads it, he has in mind all the good things. And the Mitzvah Rebbe hears that. All the good things, all the deep brachas that are coming to all the Yidden. So when he hears his father say it, it's not a bad thing. He hears all the good deep brachas. But when someone else read it, who doesn't have in mind, doesn't know all these deep secrets in Torah, doesn't know all the deep brachas, and he thinks he's reading it like Chas v'Shalom, the bad punishments, he's, oy vey, bad punishments, it hurt him. When the Alter Rebbe reads it, he hears the deep good things hidden inside.